I was just telling somebody that when the Shmuz is on like a difficult Medrash Rabbah or Rabbeinu Bechai, that sometimes the reading is so difficult, even Sephorno, the reading is so difficult that even if the Shmuz is not too good, but just the reading through it and figuring out what he's saying is already Kedai. But you're saying on a Rashi, you can't get any credit just for reading the Rashi. Everyone has their art school open. What am I going to do for you? The Shmuz has to be better. So I'm always more nervous before a Shmuz on Rashi's. But you could be the judge. Tear it apart. I don't mind. Okay. So, and we know the Maisa with Lot and his two daughters. They gave him to drink. The Pasuk says, and you don't have the first two words, Vatashkena es avihen. Here you have Yayin Balai Lahu. They gave him wine. Vatovo Abachira, and the older one came, Vatishka Vesavia, and had relations with her father. Lo Yoda Beshichva Vakuma. He did not know Beshichva Vakuma when he was lying, when he was getting up. So Rashi says, Ubitseira Ksiv Vatishka Vimo, Seira. Doesn't say that by the you have to be medayik in the lashon of the pasuk. By the older daughter, it says vatishkav esavia, that she lived, she had relations with her father, like graphic, blunt. And by the tzeira, it says vatishkav imo. So Rashi makes that note. And he writes, Lefish lo paska biznus. She didn't start biznus. Ela achose limdata. Her sister taught it to her, so to speak. Chise chale hakasev lo pirish kenusa. So the Torah had rachmanis on her honor and did not enunciate or express graphically her humiliation or degradation. Ava Bechira, Shepaska Biznus, the older one, who opened up with Nus, Pirsam HaKosim Mefurish. The Torah said it straight up, that Vatishka Vesavia. So I was thinking about this Rashi, Lemaisa. Here you have the two sisters, they're plotting. The first one did this nus. It's a terrible, you know, incest, a terrible avera. And if anything, you know, I mean, there's a machok kestam in the medrash, whether it's l'shem shemayim or l'shem znus. It doesn't look like Rashi's going on the l'shem shemayim pshat, because if it's l'shem shemayim, everything was good. I think before he's not going on that pshat. He's going on the pshat that was nus. So if you see someone else, she was right there doing an avera, maybe you could even argue that you should learn to stay away. The first one did it, so who said you should do it? I don't follow the sports, but it used to be a rule. Wasn't there a rule in the NHL? The third man in gets a game misconduct. First two guys fight, okay. You come in, the next person comes in, it's still true. The next one comes in. They throw the book at him. What are you doing? You know, those guys are fighting, but here it seems to be the opposite. That's why she should get off, because the first one started. This is incest. Like, what are you talking about? This is the Arias, the worst Arias. You go ahead and you live with your father. And the shame's nus is kavna, according to Chora. That's how Rashi's learning. So that's the p'tur. You see how Rashi says it, that they, you know, chise chaleha kasev lo pirish kenusa. You know, it's like the Torah like had rachmanis on her. Chise chaleha kasev. Whatever rachmanis for her. You want to say, yeah, you went first. Two guys did something. Two guys. We have Maisim B'chol Yom over here. You know, one guy did something and the next guy did it. So make a difference. These are the two guys that did it. So these are the two guys. You got to clean it up, whatever. So what? But you see from here, Lechora, I think to me it was a very big Kiddush. We don't appreciate the power of peer pressure. He did it one day before you. One day. And already the second one is almost begeder onus. The tzair is begeder onus. What do you want from her? It's not her fault, to some degree. It's not her fault. It says vatish kavimo, it wasn't a compliment, but it's already, have to protect her honor. It's a certain begeder onus rachmana patre. That far, the Torah is giving responsibility to the first man in. Not like the NHL. The first man in. He is the one, he has the responsibility, because look what he caused. So Pirsha Akasav Pirsama. They did it explicitly, graphically. And the second one, it's not just they hit it. Chisei Chalei Akasav, they already had the Rachmanis, Chis. They were Chas on her. They felt bad for her. It's not just that they didn't say it. Okay, the first one did it first. But it's more that Chisech, it's already she's deserving of some Rachmanis. So I was thinking about this, because like this is very applicable. You know, because the whole world is totally on communities. Like, and I can't say the names of communities, but certain communities like got branded, like they're like this. That community, whether it's here or out of town, different cities, they like get granted. Oh yeah, that's a very frum community. That's a very modern community. You could say because people know it's that. That's all the people that moved in. But how did it become that? Okay, because one person's there and one person does it, the next person could do it. It's a tov and lara. It goes both ways. You could have two people. Forgive me if I get a little more personal. You could have two people in a dorm room, okay, and they both, just for example, pick a case that's less nogea people, two people not coming to Seder. Okay, on the attendance sheet, as they say in the box score, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. It looks exactly the same. But one of them, it's possible, is deserving of Pirsama. And the other one is deserving of Chisei Chalei Akasav. The first one said he's not coming, you know, or he didn't even tell his friend. He just did it. That we don't see there was any conversation. We don't see that the Bechira was telling the Tzeira. I don't know, maybe, yeah, I don't know. I didn't check that out. But just the fact that the first one did it. And he didn't intend for the second person to do it. Who told you to follow me? I'm not the reshiva. I didn't tell you to follow me. But that's such a big achrayus. The first person who did it. I'm afraid to give more examples because we're getting too close to home. But people make their own applications. It's a tremendous responsibility. We don't even want that responsibility. People are, but it works l'tov also. If a person takes upon himself on Hag HaTova, so other people do it. You don't realize that they're doing it because of you. But it's a tremendous achus. Okay, that's the first Kiddush. The second one, if you don't mind, if we go backwards I want to go 1, 3, 2, 4. So if you go to the third check, this is the second, as the second shmooze. It's going on Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Moav. What does the Pasuk say? Vatele da Bechira ben Ratikra Shmo Moav. Hu Avi Moav Ara Ayom. That's the father of Moav. So Rashi says, Zu Shelo Haisa Tznua, this one who wasn't a Tznua, Pirsha Shemeviehu. She provided the commentary that the child's from the father, from her father. Moav, she called him Moav. But the younger one called her Balashanakiya. V'kibla schar b'mei Moshe, and she got schar for this by using a lashon naki, Amon, in times of Moshe. So how did you learn this Rashi? I had the first two pshat that I had were wrong. So first I thought the pshat was, I got mixed up with the first Rashi that we just said, that they that he was called Moav, because, again, to punish her. But that's not what Rashi says. That was just a mistake. And then the second pshat I had is Zushalohi, because she wasn't the Tznua, she called him. She wasn't the Tznua, that's why she called him Moav. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was also problematic, because why didn't Rashi say she called him Moav because she wasn't a Tznua? She wasn't a Tznua. That's why she called him Moav. Moav, Pirsha Shemaviyahu, Mishum Shalohaisa Tznua. Okay, we're going to hack this out. I know you're not going to agree with this question, but that was my question. Zu Shalohaisa Tznua, Pirsha Shemaviyahu. If she called him Moav because she's not a Tznua, that's really what Rashi's saying. She called him Moav because she was not a Tznua. So Rashi should say so. Zu shalohaisa Tznua pir shishmiviyahu. Okay, before you shlug up my kasha, let me hear my teretz. What Rashi's saying is Zu shalohaisa Tznua, because she wasn't a Tznua yesterday. I mean, it takes 9 months to have a baby, but because she wasn't a Tznua, so now Pirsha Shemaviyahu. She, you know, it's peer pressure on yourself too. Avera Guerreras Avera. Because she wasn't a Tznua back then, so now she became emboldened. You know, it's one thing to do an Avera, and it's another thing to go ahead and put in the headlines that that's what you are. It's two Madregas. So first, she was on the higher Madrega. It's not too high. She was Pascha Biznus. Okay, it's a bit of error. Pascha Biznus, and the Torah gave her proper denouncement by saying Vatishka Vasavia. But not only that, she went ahead after that act of lack of tznius, she went ahead and she became emboldened, and that's why she called him Moav. That's why I think that's Pshat Rashi. Zu shalohaisa tznua, this one that wasn't a tznua, pirsha shmeviyah, she called him that came from the father. Zu shalohaisa tznua. I'm bright anyway, even without the kasher. That has to be pshat. So there are three pshatim Rashi. You could hack out my first two pshatim. The first pshat was totally a mistake, because I thought it was the same as the first Rashi. That's not pshat. The second pshat, we could argue it out, but it's going to take a long time if you're going to argue with me. I'm not going to give in so fast. But Zu shalohaisa tznua, because she wasn't tznua, now she's ready to do the next step. As we see, Ma'asim b'chol yom, regretfully, in the Bavon Senu HaRabim, people do averis. Okay, the Averis, and then they become emboldened, more emboldened, they make a shita out of it. Okay, let's go to the third shmuz. This shmuz, it's amazing how you can remember things, was said over by my chavrusa when he said a muschabura 100 years ago. I always remember this shmuz, and it was said as a muschabura. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't think he's in chinuch. It's a great Shmuz, and Rabbi Labri, and I hope I'm saying it over right. Look at this Rashi, Vakuma. So the pasuk says, "Lo yada b'shichva vakuma." And Lot did not know when he lied down and when he got up. Rashi said Shabakira, when he got up from the older one, Nokud, there are letters on it. Loma, there are dots on it. Loma Shabakuma Yoda. When he got up, he knew. Vafal Bakin, even though he knew, Lo Nishmar Leil Sheni Milishtos. It didn't stop him from drinking the second night. And even though he knew when he got up, what happened, based on his intoxication, terrible thing happened, this relationship, and yet he still drank on the second night. Frek the Sifse Chachamim, and Tes, and Tomar, Voksiv Lo Yad V'Shech V'Kuma. What are you telling me? He did know. The Pasuk says he didn't know. Can't argue on the Pasuk. V'Yesh Lomar, Mitchila Lo Yad V'Shech V'Kuma. You're right. Originally, he did not know when he lied down, when he got up. Va'achakach b'lel sheni, but afterwards on the second night, kishe hischil lishtos yayin, he began to drink wine. Hayanisker masha osa, then he remembered what happened. Va'vili hachashasa, and then he still did drinking. Let me tell you the mashal, and then I'll tell you the word. Everyone can relate to this. The Yetzer Hara is so smart. If a person would remember, he's doing 100 things, he's doing extra Seder, he's coming from Baal Harbor, and he's doing other things, and it's 11:10, and he's finishing up here in the base Medrash, in the dining room. If the Yetzer Hara would remind him then that he didn't daven Maariv, the guy's going to come into the base Medrash. He's going to come in, okay, there's no meaning, go ahead and daven Maariv. No. That's not when the Yetzer Hara is going to remind you you didn't daven Maariv. He's going to wait another 33 minutes. After you're in the take a shower, you get into the bed, and you're reading, and then you're about to shut the light. That's when he reminds you, you didn't daven Maariv. He told you 5 minutes ago. He wants to give you a sign. Why didn't he tell you earlier? But you think it's now I remember. That's not shut. Now I remember. Now he reminded you. That's because he wants you to have that nisoyan at the last second, at the hardest point. If you wait another 3 minutes, you'd be sleeping. On Yisroch Mane Patre, forgot Daven Maariv. The Shulchan Aruch says, they say Tushman Esrei Shachris. Mechaya. But no, that's not what he reminds you. You see, exactly, there's a small window there, right? That's what he reminds you. Look what happened to Lot. Okay? He had a whole day. He didn't know b'shichva v'kuma. And then the next night, the whole day he could have remembered, he would have said, oh, you better make takanas, have to go to AA, go Alcoholics Anonymous, I go whatever, do a takanas night. I don't know, but he'll make a lot of different siyagim. He'll make a lot of different takanas for himself to make sure it doesn't happen again. But when does he remember? The second night, Kishahiska Lisoshayin. He started drinking, not before. He already started drinking. Geshmak. Cold brew. He started drinking so good. The glass was chilled perfectly, and the wine was chilled perfectly, and he poured it slowly, the good wine, the not mavushal kind. He poured it into the glass. It's sitting there. He took the first sip. Let it oxidize. I think that's the right lashon. Oxidize. Of course, we have mumchim in the crowd. Oxidize. Takes the first sip. And that's when the Yetzer Hara reminds you. The tricks of the Yetzer Hara. That's when they remind us. So, Rabosei, we can't be, I hope I could say this, we can't be suckers our whole life. We have to be prepared for that moment, the moment of truth. Prepare ourselves. And we have to anticipate the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. It's not accidental that you're, why I remember then. You didn't remember then. That's when they sent they sent the Nisayan to you just then. That's when they remembered. Okay? he was expected to be able to be omid. He wasn't omid, okay? He wasn't able to. So this is the nisayon of our lives. Okay, just one last note. I just wanted just to be Messiah with a chizik on, I hope it'll be a chizik, a chizik on doing the right thing. Peer pressures, we're peer pressure for ourselves. This is a famous shmooze from Rav Brook. I think I heard it years ago from Elubin. It's probably in the Sefer. Hegyoni Musar, Atiyena, Moras, Ruach, Liyitzak, LaRivka. After Esav married these women, so it was a terrible, bitter reaction by Yitzhak and Rivka. And Rashi says, Shehin Ovdos Avodah Zarah. Because they were Ovdos Avodah Zarah. Zot the Sichamim. But nearly the Rashi Dayik Midaksiv Yitzhak Kodim Rivka. Why is Rashi talking here? That they were Moras Ruach. He married these non-Jewish women, like, to whatever extent. You know, what was the need? So he's the Medayah because it says Yitzhak before Rivka. Yitzhak called him Rivka. Lama de Yitzhak hoya tsar yose gadol. Yitzhak had more tsar shlo hoya rogil koi yamav avodah zarah. Because he wasn't rogil avodah zarah. But Rivka hoya regila bavia bachea shavodah zarah. But Rivka, Besua, Lavan, she was more rugged with Avodah Zarah, so she wasn't as, it wasn't as big an affront to Rivka as it was to Yitzchak. All right, the Koach Hatzir like jumps out at you. First of all, they've been married for 60 years. Yitzchak and Rivka were married for 60 years at this point. Rivka wasn't exactly following ever in the footsteps of her father, of her brother. She rejected all of their teachings. Rivka, she was one of the imos. And whatever exposure she had was so minimal. According to one opinion, which is the prevailing opinion, everyone learns this opinion, it's like the only opinion that we like to have, Rivka was 3 years old when she got married. So how much of Avodah Zarah could she have been exposed to? But whatever negative impact that Rivka had was already illustrated in this reaction. The reaction of Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak had the bigger affront than Rivka. She still had a tainted still by the upbringing that she saw. Somehow, dakis, it affected her. So it's hopefully a motivation for us. We shouldn't just write off negative opportunities as an effect, but also the opposite. Whatever hanhaga tova we could put in, it doesn't only affect us for now. It's going to affect us for years and years, 60 years. And such a little thing for Rivka made a difference. Kol Shekein for us will make such a nafkamina. So just to Chazrova, what we have? I think there are four shmuzim. The first one, just to show how the first man in, we don't hold like the NHL, the first one in is, that is such a big koach. We are so affected by seeing something. You could have two people doing the same thing, but somehow the second one thinks the first one's doing it. Maybe the first one thinks the second one's doing it. It could be they're giving peer pressure to each other. We should have to keep that in mind. It's not chrayis. And it could be letova also. We could use it for good. One hanhaga tova, you get all the credit. And then we see that there's the reading of that Rashi, that, you know, Avera Gerer Savera. She was emboldened by this. That, wow, such a terrible Avera. You think, okay, Dayenu, it's bad enough she did the Avera, but no, it doesn't stop there. Don't think it stops any. It doesn't stop. There's Nocha Madrega. then to deher the koach ha-yetzahara, that the yetzahara will come with every possible trick. We should prepare ourselves, guard ourselves, that the nisoya may come at any time, day, night, in the wee hours of the morning. And then to see that every nuance, it's kedai for us to arm ourselves, because every nuance will, makes a difference. As we see, even a dakis made a difference on Rivka Minu.